There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. Live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino on tap over the next 3 hours today. We have Josh Applebaum, VSiN betting analyst and host, coming up in 30 minutes. A market update and a couple of bets that he likes this week. Nigel Seeley on fire with the soccer bets. The Premier League stuff has been just lights out. He'll join us one day early this week. Also on the show today, Howard Eskin, a vibe from Philly. I mean, what a time to be in that city. Frank B., professional sports bettor. He is the guy helping out, one of the men helping out with Mattress Mack, getting down all this money for the Astros to win the World Series. And the VP of Circa, Mike Palm, in studio a little bit later on today as well. You know, Paulie, we do the Thursday night games always, to me anyway, they seem a little bit rushed in the NFL. I mean, you can't even get your head straight until like Tuesday afternoon, the way it seems during the football season. And then, hey, guys, by the way, coming up in, 36 hours, we got a big one coming up, and it's Tampa Bay at home to Baltimore. The current point spread is Baltimore 1.5, pretty much across the board, although there's a pick'em out there. It's one book. It is the Westgate. They are in a handful of states. What does that tell you? There's one book. That's it. Taking maybe a stand on this game, saying that maybe the Buccaneers are the right side. And there's plenty of news in this game as well. And something that you definitely need to pay attention to today and what happens, because for the second consecutive day yesterday at Ravens practice, Bateman, their wide receiver, not seen. Andrews also not seen at practice, who didn't do anything last week. The star tight end for Baltimore, and Bateman was an added to the injury report with a foot injury.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we talked about as well, that how was Tampa Bay favored, as they were the favorite before that debacle against Carolina? Can they get right offensively and do anything? Intriguing matchup, 4-3 against 3-4. But if Baltimore's able to win this game, I would say watch out, because remember, their losses are blowing double-digit second-half leads. Yeah. And they're on prime time the next couple of games. They go to New Orleans on Monday night. Then they hit the bye. They're $1.60 to win the division. After the bye, Carolina, Jacksonville, Denver, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, Pittsburgh. Certainly doable. Remember, they beat Cincinnati at home on that Sunday night thriller, too. So have the tiebreaker. So I think $1.60 worth of play on the Ravens to win the division. And I think they can
hoping they win tomorrow night.
Yeah, even if they don't win, I know I'm with you on Cincinnati. They're playing well.
Yeah,
but I have to also look at the schedule game. And guys, good job, guys. I mean, take a peek at this schedule. Imagine if they get that game, because I think they're going to go to New Orleans and do whatever they want offensively. That is a very easy schedule coming out of the bye.
Yeah, the Broncos defense will be tough, but they can't score a lick.
Nope.
At the Steelers, at the Browns, back to back. Watson will be back for that game.
Uh-huh.
But then the way they close, T.J. Watt will be back for the Week 17 game against Pittsburgh. And then at Cincinnati will be, of course, very difficult. But yeah, a lot of those games sandwich in between. They catch, you know, a pretty significant break, and they have played. The Buccaneers were supposed to be, you know, a definite contender this year. So early part of the season, Buccaneers, Bengals, Bills, at Patriots.
Catching them all at the right time.
Yeah.
Patriots had issues. Bengals weren't in the groove they're in now. You're catching
That's
Tampa.
Right.
You got the Jets with Flacco to start.
That's another one.
They didn't
begin the season.
They didn't have Hall going yet, yes.
Yeah, and yeah, the Jets are not in the middle of this, you know, winning every game miraculously.
Yep.
Mode that they're in right now. Also, on the Buccaneers side, Julio Jones and Mike Evans were upgraded to limited yesterday. And there's this angle. Jason Pierre-Paul, who played a couple of years in the with the Buccaneers, won a Super Bowl against Kansas City. He takes on his former team. He's now on the Ravens. He said yesterday, quote, "There's no bad blood, but I want to show them what they don't have." So maybe a little bit of a revenge game here. Like playing there. The defensive line with him was damn good.
Yep.
And so he's like, okay, not on the team anymore, so I got something in store tomorrow night.
The other thing, too, guilty as charged. Arians, good coach. Come on now. I mean, people ripping Belichick. Too much of this now, what's going on ripping Belichick. But the Patriots made the playoffs last year. But you just say, okay, it's Tom Brady. He'll run the offense. Doesn't matter. Between Bowles and Leftwich here, this is ugly and unacceptable. Cannot happen.
I would agree.
So what Arians means, and you see the success they've had and the success he had in Indy, okay, I mean, Arian certainly knows offense, and they have been awful, even with all these weapons and toys that they brought. And I know injuries and distractions, personal life, all that. I don't care. I'm at the point, you have too much talent, too many weapons to play like this and only score 3 points against Carolina. That's a joke.
100% concur. I want to play this for you and the entire audience. If you missed this earlier in the week, I know that he was getting mocked on social media, I would say rightfully so. A reporter went back and forth with Leftwich, and he was bringing up all the stats, right? The EPA expected points added are really low in various categories for the Buccaneers, and Leftwich kind of laughed it off.
As far as the first down runs, though, you look at it, EPA, you're 32nd in the league. When you pass on...
32nd in the league in what?
In expected points added, EPA. And if you look at... In passing situations, you guys are sick. They're stats. They tell the story. They don't lie. So, just wondering I don't want to say stubbornness, but why continue to run the ball on first down when it's been ineffective?
We do what we feel as though the best thing for us to move the ball and to score points on every down.
Oh, good for the reporter. The numbers tell the story. They don't lie.
Yeah.
And he's laughing it off. You know what that told me? He has no idea what EPA is.
No, exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, he asks he laughs about it. What is it? What's that? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh my God, that's fireable
to me. It goes, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, plus, what has he done now?
Yeah.
What's he doing here, man?
Earn
your paycheck.
Okay, it goes back to McVay too. You suck on first down.
Big time.
You can't run the ball. Why are you trying to run the? You're putting yourself in second and long every possession.
Yeah. If you don't follow along with like advanced numbers that have been around now for a little bit, and you have no clue, and you're blindsided by it, and that your answer is to laugh because you don't know what the guy's talking about, that's pretty egregious in my opinion.
Okay. Yes.
So updated numbers now. Yeah. First downs, running plays, they are 31st now updated. Success rate 21st, and I'm passing. They're much better than that. It's just I couldn't believe that reaction from him.
Yeah.
You need to recognize where you're bad at, you know, really bad, and work at it, and maybe change your philosophy.
Right. Agreed.
And he digs down, anchors in. Now we're going to do what's best for the team, what we think is going to give us the best chance. Well, clearly your current philosophy is not working, pal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're right. The combination here of Leftwich and Bowles, Arians did win Coach of the Year twice. So, I mean, say what you want about how red-faced he gets. And, you know, a little bit of a lunatic, screaming at players, whatever.
Sure. Sure.
When they come off the sidelines, but the track record is there.
Yep,
what's Bowles' track record?
Terrible. I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. Good matchup, though, for many of these reasons. And you are cooking with Baltimore here, I think, if they get the win on the road.
Yeah.
With that schedule coming up, but a fun game.
So there's that. Do you know what's going on in Denver here? I mean, what is this now with the report? Mike Florio had this Pro Football Talk that if they lose the game this week in Jacksonville, to Jacksonville in London, they're going to just Bradley Chubb, you can have him?
Well, it's not just him. They could be cleaning the house.
Oh, they would be, it'd be a fire sale then.
What does this have to do with it? You're not going anywhere anyways.
Yeah.
Why does the Jacksonville game have to determine what you're going to do with the deadline? Like you're going someplace with this putrid offense anyways and Hackett who's in over his head. 14 points per game. Come on. It's abomination. Defense playing their asses off. I can't believe the report that this would be, this is the make or break game for him.
Yeah, this one here
gonna do.
Of all games.
Yeah, I know. So, but again, it's going to be a wild deadline. To me, expect a lot of deals with what's going to happen here coming up in the next week.
I don't think it's in their best interest to really have a fire sale, though, and tank. Their first-round pick is going to Seattle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Bradley Chubb is one. I mean, Surtain's awesome, but he's one of the better defensive players in the entire league. And just like that's a great point, Paulie. This game is what it's going to come down to. Make or break. Well, we win, we're going to be good. We lose to Jacksonville. Uh-huh. That's it. You can have them.
Yeah.
For 80 cents on the dollar. That's strange. And then the Belichick stuff, which I still can't get over with from Monday night. You still feeling okay?
Feel fine. I can't believe he was outcoached, and that was his game plan.
He really was.
And then we get more of the story that his plan was to play both quarterbacks, but then nobody on the offense knew that was the deal.
Nobody knew.
And it doesn't make any sense why you would do that. When has the musical chairs worked that you were going to do that? And if the guy wasn't 100%, why is he in there? And then he comes out and he falls on his face. And then you put Zappy in. But then Mac was taking all the snaps over the weekend in practice.
Right.
He butchered that.
Mm-hmm.
Butchered it. Again, go with the hot hand. It's a what have you done for me lately sport. Now, you can also point out about they're great sports fans, but sometimes they're over the top. Boy, they've really turned on Mac Jones, though. I mean, what was it, two series? Zappy?
Chanting the whole crowd.
After what he did last
year?
He had a great season. Again, he was going to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year till Chase came on late. Mm-hmm. So, and again, they made the playoffs before it went south against Buffalo. But how he handled that was terrible.
Yep.
No communication, and now what he's doing with the media, he's not going to – come on, you got to communicate, Bill.
Here's Belichick. He doesn't like hypothetical questions, and whether or not if Mac Jones is going to be the starter if he's healthy.
Again – that's a hypothetical question, so let's see, you know, where that is and what that is.
Hey, Bill, was Mac Jones healthy enough to play the entire game last night?
Yeah, well, that didn't happen, so that's another hypothetical question.
It's actually not a hypothetical question.
No.
It's not.
Yeah.
You can't answer it like that.
No.
So, I mean, nobody's ever going to figure it out. I can't imagine covering this guy for 20 years.
Oh, I know.
He's got to be pulling
combat
your hair out.
Pay. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But that's, again, I got into a little bit with Adam Chernoff yesterday. Everyone can have a difference of opinion. Right. But 20 years ago, they would have laughed at you if you said stick with the Brady kid and not Bledsoe.
Of course.
I'm not saying Zappy's on that level, but you give him a chance.
All right, basketball season has tipped off. It did so last week, and as did the basketball promotions on BetRivers Online Sportsbook. BetRivers is the place to go for the latest odds, lines, and unique promotions. Like their weekly same-game parlays, place three or more same-game parlays each week to receive a free $10 basketball bet during October and November. Go to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today. It's a whole new game. Paulie runs down all the betting action from last night with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next, and we will dive into odds to make or miss the college football playoff. An undefeated team is currently plus 220 to make, and I think they can get in with one loss. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All season long, BetRivers, your go-to book all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. Unbelievable house specials. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game. He does a great job with us and with BetRivers. Always read him at VSiN.com. The great Nigel Seeley on a nice heater in the Premier League at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. And he joins us to go over the card a day early as he has to go to Portugal tomorrow. Hopefully they don't have a sober zone there as he'll be hanging out. And then he'll be going to the World Cup in less than a month. All right, my friend, you've been riding this with Fulham with overs, but now you want to take Fulham just on the side. Take it away, please.
Good morning, guys. Hello. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, off to Portugal tomorrow. Not fast. It's got about 2-hour, 40-minute flight. So, and it's nice. It's nice weather. It's about sort of 23 degrees, which is 24 degrees, which is quite nice, quite pleasant. So, yeah, looking forward to that. We're doing some content on the Portuguese Masters Golf, which is on the DP World Tour, which is good fun. But let's get back to the Premier League. Yeah, we're on a good run. Last 10 picks here on VSiN, 9 winners, 1 loser. And the only one that let us down was last week when we went with Manchester City to win 2-0 against Brighton, and Brighton scored, which was very disappointing for us. But we're on a real good run at the moment. And obviously, you can follow all the picks on the VSiN website, where I've got my column every weekend there. So let's start with that Fulham match. Fulham have been the over kings this season in the Premier League, over 2.5 goals, 12 games in the Premier League this season, and 11 of them have cashed over 2.5 goals in the Premier League for Fulham. The thing is, when you bet overs, you need both teams to contribute, in my opinion. You know, you want both sides to score. The reason I'm probably not going for overs, I wouldn't put anybody off going the overs in this game. But I feel that Everton might not contribute to the scoring. If you look at Fulham's record this season at home, they played 6 Premier League games at home. They scored in every single one of them. And they've scored 2 or more in 5 of those 6 games. Now, that's enough to beat Everton for me. So if they can continue that run of scoring 2 a game, we don't need Everton to contribute. And I think plus 135 is the wrong price. Fulham have really excited me this season. I think they've been a breath of fresh air in the Premier League. They were amongst the bookies' favourites to be relegated. But they're going to finish in the top half pretty easily. They're a very good young side. They've got a fantastic goal scorer in Mitrovic, and they have a very good manager in Marco Silva, a manager who knows the Premier League very well because he was the manager at Everton. So this is a big, big game for the manager. He wants to prove against his former club that his new club can beat them, and I think they will. On the flip side to that, Everton have had the worst road record in the Premier League last season. They only won 2 matches and lost 13, which was equal as that of Norwich, who finished bottom of the Premier League. Those two sides were equal worst road side in the Premier League. They've got a terrible road record. And they're continuing that this season. They've played 6 games on the road and only won 1 match. They're showing signs of a little bit of revival, Everton. But at plus 135, Fulham are being massively underrated by the bookies. They're a good side and they're being priced up, or the odds makers are making them a seem that look like they're going to be relegation fodder, when in fact they could be pushing for a Europa League place.
Okay, so you've obviously had a great handle on that team over recent weeks. The same can be said about your current feel for Chelsea. How are you approaching their match this week against Brighton? You have pegged them to a T going back, I want to say, at least the last 2-3 matches here on the show.
Well, I think they've got a great chance, and they brought in a brilliant manager. Graham Potter is an exceptional coach in the Premier League. Really, really, really good coach. I never thought that he may... I thought he might take him a bit of time to do well at Chelsea, but he's come in and he's done a brilliant job. He's unbeaten in charge of at Chelsea. I think they've played 9 games and they've won 6 and drawn 3. He hasn't lost in those 9 games. He's shored up the defence, which was leaky before he came along. Very much unlike Chelsea. They changed the goalkeeper, which was a bold decision. They've gone back with Kepa as the goalkeeper, who's been absolutely sensational. And Chelsea look a real good side. Now, the other reason why I like Chelsea is that they've already qualified for the Champions League knockout stages. And it's really important in the Champions League to qualify as group winners, because then you have an easier last 16 tie. Chelsea are already group winners with 1 game to spare. They can't get caught. So that takes the foot off the gas. And now with the World Cup coming up, in a month now, the Premier League stops on November the 14th. Chelsea will want to go all out and put everything they can in the Premier League to keep it competitive when they come back for the World Cup. Currently, they're in about 4th position in the Premier League, but they want to put the pressure on Arsenal. They want to keep the pressure on Manchester City. And I think you'll see Chelsea have a good run to make this title not over when they come back from the World Cup. So it's very important for them. They can rest players for the Champions League because they don't need it. They've won the group. It's all done. So I like that. The fact that Chelsea manager Graham Potter came from Brighton. He was the Brighton manager. That's a big, big interest. That's the news story of this match. Since Potter went to Chelsea, Chelsea haven't lost a game. Since Potter left Brighton, Brighton haven't won a game. They've drawn 2 and lost 3. Such is the influence of the man. So I really, really liked it. I went back through some statistics on it. I looked at the game in total. Brighton have never, ever beaten Chelsea in a league fixture. And the last time Brighton beat Chelsea was way back in 1933 when Bing Crosby was number one in the Billboard charts. So there you go. So I'm dreaming of a Chelsea victory.
Yeah, very good. A plus there, my friend. Excellent. These are all Saturday again. Look at Fulham, Chelsea, and how about Crystal Palace?
Yeah, I like Crystal Palace. I mentioned Crystal Palace as a team to follow when I was over at Circa, given the Premier League preview and the panel show there. And the reason why I thought Crystal Palace were a team to get with this season is because of their home form. Their home form is sensational. And if you can remember, I said that they only lost 4 games at home in the Premier League last season, and the 4 of them were against really good sides. I think they got beat by Chelsea, Liverpool, I think Manchester City, and no, they drew in Manchester City. I think it was Tottenham, but it was a top Manchester United or something. It was a top side. And the one thing about Crystal Palace is they always beat teams at home in or around them. And they've started off this Premier League season in exactly the same form as what they did last year. They've played 5 at home. They've lost 2, which was against Arsenal and Chelsea. They've beaten Villa, Leeds, and they've beaten another Wolves as well. And they drew with Brentford. So when you look at the teams in or around them in the league table, Villa, Leeds, Wolves, they beat them comfortably. When you look at the teams that they've been underdog and they've been favourites and you would expect them to lose, they get beat. Mm. That's what Palace do very, very well. That's why they'll never get involved in a relegation battle, because they beat the teams in or around them. And I think they play a Southampton side that I'm not convinced by this season. They played all right last week against Arsenal in a 1-1 draw. Arsenal looked a bit tired in that game. Southampton got a draw, but they haven't been great. They've only won 1 in their last 7. I think they're a side that will be nearer the bottom of the Premier League table than mid-table. I think Palace will come good. And the one thing that Palace will always have is a fantastic atmosphere down there at Selhurst Park. It really is a great place to watch football. Probably the best atmosphere of any club in London, I think, when it's rocking down there. Very small, old-fashioned ground, but the fans are passionate. The ultra fans behind the ground, behind the goal, just really, really get it going. And I think that they'll beat Southampton. So I'm going to go for Crystal Palace at -110 to beat Southampton.
Anything in Champions or Europa that might stand out, or any leans?
Well, I looked at the Champions League today, and I think it's a really, really, really tough card. The one thing we noticed last night from the Champions League is that we're getting into a funny season where some teams have got nothing to play for. They've already been relegated. Some teams need to win. And the trend last night was goals. If you look at some of the matches, there was a lot of goals. I have a small lean for Porto away at Bruges. I think Bruges are top in the group, but they're not a very good side. It's an early kickoff, so that will kick off, I think, around about 9:45 in the morning your time. I think that to me looks, if I was going to go with anybody, I would go for Porto, but I would probably like the draw no bet or Porto on the handicap off 0 start. So I like that. The game where I would expect goals, I think there will be goals in the game between Ajax and Liverpool. I think both sides are very open at the moment. Liverpool can't defend. Liverpool have a terrible road record. If you're looking for goals there, I expect goals there. And I also expect goals in Eintracht Frankfurt and Marseille. I think that could possibly be a both teams to score. Those two groups, Tottenham against Tottenham play Sporting Lisbon and Eintracht Frankfurt play Marseille. And those two matches are the real key matches of this evening because those groups, all four of those teams can qualify. So they are going to be really, really feisty affairs. So if you can get any props on a red card or bookings over in those matches, that's Tottenham v Sporting, Eintracht Frankfurt, Marseille. I would probably play those to give you some interest because a lot of these games are totally irrelevant. There's not much to play for. Some of them are, some of them aren't. But I think that one, that's sort of the angle I would come up. But last night, so many goals. Maybe do a little parlay, both teams to score on a few picks. But one I would include in that would be definitely the Marseille game when they play Eintracht Frankfurt. Two attacking sides who like to play football in the right way.
All right, mate. Best of luck this week. Enjoy Portugal.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Yeah, be good.
Thank you.
And now it's time for our pro tip of the hour, available for subscribers only at vsin.com per Josh Applebaum about 20 minutes ago when monitoring ticket counts on short lines. Remember to factor in money line percentage along with the spread percentage to get the full picture. That was a pro tip of the hour. We do one every single hour on vsin across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. And they're available for vsin pro subscribers only at vsin.com where you can sort them by sport and by show. Up next, Mattress Mack stands to win $76 million if the Astros win the World Series. Frank B. is a professional sports bettor and helps Matt get down. Frank will take us through the entire process of this year's promotion coming up next.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Frank B. coming up. Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. Sign up now. Get VSiN Pro all the way through the Super Bowl. That's the Pro Picks, daily recap of the top plays made by every host and guest, the exclusive betting splits, the deep dive daily betting reports, NBA, NHL, MLB, and the upcoming college basketball season. VSiN.com/subscribe. $99 mid-season special today. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Always love talking to our next guest. It's been a minute since he's been on the show, but he's been a professional at this stuff for a long, long time. One of the most respected guys in the entire racket. Frank B. joins the program now. Good morning, Frank. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to talk to you today.
You bet. So let's kick this. You're going to join us for two segments here. We'll get a teasers coming up in about 15 minutes. But let's begin with Mattress Mack, the lovable furniture owner, store owner from, and much more than that, in the Houston area, who stands to win $76 million if the Astros win the World Series. You're helping him get down his bets, or you did throughout the entire season, to be in this position. So take us through the entire process and give us all the details that we need to know.
Okay, well, you know, this year was real easy because Mac did all the work earlier in the season, you know, looked for all the good prices. He went and put the bets in place, and the Astros kept moving along. So what at first was a real overhead, you know, doing $76 million, that's a lot, way more than any other, more than double than any other season that we've done. And now it's kind of caught up to where he's achieving a degree of balance. But Mac did all the work earlier. There wasn't a lot of maintenance to do during the season. Right now, just decision-making on how you want to balance them. Very similar to a bookmaker booking an event. You know, it gets real heavy on one side. How do you balance action? How do you tweak it? How do you, if you overexpose, do you adjust the line? In Mac's case, you just adjust the promo.
The promo stopped Monday night, and the promo was spend $3,000, get double your money back?
Yeah, like I said, he just tweaks the promo as time goes on. And, you know, for a while it was double your money back. I believe it was, then it was 1X. You know, he's done things with store credit and whatever. But, Yeah, we talked Monday and decided that Monday or Tuesday had to put a halt to it because he was just getting people were just waiting too long. They wanted to, you know, virtually a sure thing, because at this point, you know, the last couple of days that he ran it, the players had an edge versus his cost, you know, the last couple of days. And, you know, that's fine if that's what he wants to do. That's the way, you know, what he sort of wants to pay to achieve the desired balance. But he's fine with being a little heavy on the Astros, wants to root for the Astros, wants everybody to win. So, yeah, he's happy with the spot he's in and, you know, looking forward to the series.
Think about the run here, the fortunate run, guys, for Mattress Mack. And, he, you know, he's very well off anyway. But to get involved with the Astros and then this team, they've been loaded and they have not gone away. And they just keep getting better every single year, Frank. I mean, he's been doing this since, I think, what, 2017. And here you go. They make it this far yet again this season.
Yeah. They're, I mean, like, he's, you know, he has relationships with a lot of the players on the team. He considers them kind of a family. And, you know how Mac is regarded in Houston. Mm-hmm. So it's something that everybody rallies around down there. And so these promotions are very well received. You know, even basketball, the NCAA one was well received. And, you know, what we're working on right now, it's, I really think it's going to be a good one, is the World Cup. So as soon as the series is over, it's going to run a promotion involving the World Cup. And that's going to be just a different kind of participation for the community, because what he's going to offer is the customers are going to get Mexico and the United States. And you have to determine exactly how far they would have to advance to, you know, get your stuff for free. But it's going to be a fun one. World Cup, I'm looking forward to a lot. So I'm going to have to pay attention to that Nigel guy and what he says.
the first time we met you, you and Anthony Curtis were a little bit upset about what was going on here in Nevada, about not taking big future bets on the Astros. And then here you had no problem getting down huge, huge bets on $3 million, million-dollar bets on futures with the Astros. Was that also surprising to you, or does it play into the fact that he doesn't have a good track record doing this as well? Great businessman, but a lot of these bets and these hedges have lost at sportsbooks.
Right, and you know, we repeat over and over again, these are insurance. This is insurance, replacement for insurance, and the vast majority of the time, we want these bets to lose just as much as the sportsbooks do, because he would win more on the furniture side of it. And like I said, we're trying to strike a balance. Uh-huh. So initially, it just was foreign to the sports books, you know, in Nevada, and a little bit to the ones that were just starting up around the country too. You know, they're like, "Why? You want to do what?" So yeah, it was tough in Nevada, but things have come around. You know, companies now are sort of Caesars is everywhere. Like, by the way, Caesars sure can take a punch.
Right.
You know, they took the Kansas position last year, and took it like a champ, and you know, came right back and let them do pretty much what he wanted with the Astros, and they have the biggest liability on the Astros now too. So things have slowly changed, and Mac's responsible for that. You know, he's a good negotiator, and you know, once they got over the fact that these are not bets that they have to fear, we have a reason for making these bets. He has a reason for making these bets, and it's not the typical thing that they have to be concerned with, like some AP getting over on them. Just, it is what it is. Here, we're willing to give you a double-digit advantage on this future bet. You want it? And, you know, they're coming around to accepting them now. And again, like you said, they booked some winners over the last couple of years.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Professional bettor Frank B. is our guest, helping out with the entire promotion for Mattress Mack. Paulie and I have said since, like, 2017, like, other business owners across the country should be copying what Mattress Mack is doing. Here's the blueprint. Here's what he's been doing for the last 5 or 6 years. It's been laid out for you. Go ahead and do the same exact thing. It is insurance, or it's kind of like a hedge. What is your overall philosophy on hedging? And I will throw this example at you with the World Series. And we talked about it a little bit earlier. David Purdom tweeted this out from ESPN yesterday. The Colorado bettor, Frank, who back in April placed a $50 bet on the Astros to beat the Phillies in the World Series at 2,500-1 odds, told him, quote, "I'm not hedging." So he stands to win $125,000, like I said. What would you do here if you had this ticket?
So that's a $50 bet. It was made when?
Back in April.
Oh, back in April. Well, okay. So I was wondering if it was a mistake, and he bet it recently, and he might have to be a little concerned about them giving him a hard time, and therefore he was doing a little advanced damage control by putting it out there. But if he made it early in the season, I mean, it's $50. It's up to you, whatever your comfort level is. If you want to lock in, and you can lock in quite a bit if you wanted to. I think most people would. You know, just like Paul, hey, on Monday night, you're down to whatever, 300, and your theoretical EV for that entry is about 20K. So that's basically how far ahead you are. Your entry is worth 20,000. You can afford to make a little hedge, go take the Bears plus the points and, you know, recoup your entry fees, or maybe get lucky and scoop, you know, and continue forward. Did you make a bet?
In play, I did, yes. Not pre-flop, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I mean, just like you said, it's, most of the stuff, it's just what is your you know, how does it fit your bankroll?
Mm-hmm.
What's your tolerance? What are you going to be devastated if, you know, you don't get anything out of it? You know, Mac's position is different. It's a complete disaster if the Astros win and you don't cover it, if you just gamble.
Right, like, right.
Why are you making these bets with double-digit disadvantages? Why don't you just roll with it? It's like, it's easy for you to say with all that money. You know, this is life-changing stuff. In the case of the guy, 50 to win, what, 125K? That's up to him. You know?
Yeah,
sure. Most people would probably hedge.
Well, good example, Frank. I also had a partner, though, too. So that played into it as well.
Right.
But good point, though.
Well,
Frank,
that's exactly right. So, Frank, you love playing in Survivor.
Yep.
You got bounced like I did in Circa with the Browns earlier this year against the Jets. But, like, what would your approach have been going into that game on Monday night? And, you know, you had a chance, by the way, to grab the Bears. It was perfect. 6+6 at halftime if you wanted to.
Yep.
And then what would your approach be if you were down to like 125 and you had an entry this week?
Well, listen, full disclosure, I'd have, not only did I lose in week two, and that was a rough one. At least, you know, hey, Mitch, at least it was a historic loss. It wasn't just some
run of the Browns. Oh.
But I'm pretty sure I'd have been out two more times.
Me too.
So, yeah, so it's easy to take now, considering what's happened. But you know, what would I do going forward? You know, everybody's little chart is different. You know, what they have left, what they're going to do. But it's proven to be a pretty good strategy to try to stay off the most popular picks. It's something we've been harping on for a couple of years. It's pick scarcity. You know, you don't want to be on the top picks every week, because eventually you're going to go down with everybody else. You got to dodge bullets. You got to be like Neo. You got to dodge bullets.
Yep. Okay, so hang tight. We're talking to Frank B., professional bettor. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at TiesWin, one of the most respected guys in the entire business, been doing this for a long, long time. This will tell you, Frank was there when Stanford Wong's sports betting book was getting published. What is that now? About 20 years ago now? They eventually turned into what is known as Wong Teasers, and Frank told us he nearly has a panic attack when teasers are discussed in 2022. People have gone too teaser happy because it's always screwed up, including us. We get it wrong. And he will tell you why people do it too often, what they do to screw it up, and how they need to adjust. He'll explain why discipline is necessary coming up when it's your turn to bet teasers here on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's horse racing app. The code HORSE200. Get the $10. Put in HORSE200, the 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wager in more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. Easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Details, VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now. The legend in Philly, Howard Eskin. WIP, never had a bad day in his life. And he joins us now. The atmosphere was unbelievable going back to the first home game against the Braves, the Hoskins home run. They've set a merchandise sales record there, beating the 2016 Cubs in baseball. Is it possible, Howard, the Phillies are more popular than the Eagles right now? Oh, no.
Oh, he dropped off.
I thought it was a good question.
After that tremendous setup.
God. I put a lot of work in there. He was telling a great story during the break.
We're on the sailboat, and everything just collapsed. Oh, man. We're cruising along. It's a beautiful day outside, and all of a sudden, everything just gets ripped right off the boat. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Technology, man. You got to love it.
Yeah. Howard, you there? My man.
Yeah, okay. So here's where you made the mistake. Okay. Here's why it probably collapsed. When you mentioned Doc Rivers, okay, first of all, to me, it's Glenn Rivers. There's only one Doc in Philadelphia, and that's Julius Erving.
Okay, right.
Okay. That's Glenn Rivers is not a good coach. He is the all-time, he's a really nice guy.
Sure.
But he's a fraud as a coach.
Yeah.
Fraud as a coach. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't last the year, and I would really, really be surprised if he's the coach for the Sixers next year. So when you mentioned Doc Rivers, it all fell apart.
Yeah.
Because okay. Glenn Rivers, and he's not a good coach. So you understand that now.
I understand. Oh, absolutely. He's either the favorite or the co-favorite to be the first coach fired. The horrible start so far. Could he be gone by Christmas?
I would say he could be gone by the new year, which is only a week after Christmas. You don't fire guys for Christmas. You know, you let them have a good Christmas, and then you blow them up.
Okay.
Could be.
And you know what? And the guy that's going to blow them up, the president general manager, Daryl Morey, should go along with them. I mean, it's amazing. The con job, the money. Morey's making $12 million. Glenn Rivers is making $8 million a year. And they're stealing money. They are stealing money. It's just, what has Daryl Morey ever done? So, but both of them, hey, if Philadelphia gets a late Christmas present, they'll get rid of both of them and move forward.
So, Howard, I thought things were going well in Philly. Eagles are one of the best teams in football. Phillies are playing with the World Series. Oh, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's why the Sixers are getting a break, because with everything else going on, they're kind of in the background. Totally in the background. People don't realize they're still the same team as they were before. They're the same team they were before. They're no different. They got PJ Tucker and they got some pieces, but it's just I just can't see them being any better than what they were before. Joel Embiid always comes into the season out of shape. He's a really good player, but he always comes in the season out of shape. It's always like, I got to be better. And it's just not, I don't care what he scores. He scored 40 points and they got blown up by one of the worst teams in basketball. Mm. Or was it Saturday in San Antonio? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Are the Phillies more popular than the Eagles right now? I mean, I mentioned they set the merchandise sales record.
Yeah, but that's easy because people, they have that emotion and they want things. I stopped by their fan store, and it's called the New Era store at the ballpark yesterday. I had to pick up some things for people. It was amazing. The street was just packed with cars. The store was buzzing. It's amazing. And that's understandable. People want to support their team. But to answer the question, football is still the sport in America. And in Philadelphia, that's why they're not playing. The Eagles are not playing at the same time as the Phillies. Baseball was smart. Now, they set it up, obviously, before the schedule may have been already set up. But the Eagles play a Thursday night game next week. That's a day off in the World Series. Last week, the Eagles were off when they had their bye week, and that was lucky. But you just don't want to go against the Eagles. The Eagles are still the most popular team in town. At the moment, right now, this second, people are going to say because the Phillies fans, they're so excited, and the people in Philadelphia are excited, and they're in the World Series. But I'll give you an example, and this goes way back. When the Phillies, the last time they won a World Series, which was 2008, not one game ratings were better than the Eagles until they got, and you may not remember this, there was a three-inning game.
Right.
They had a lot of raining against Tampa. Mm-hmm. The three-inning game had better ratings than an Eagles regular season game, but that counted as a game. Outside of that, every other game did not pass an Eagles regular season game in television ratings, which is now, again, that's a long time ago, but it's still the same dynamic with a really good football team. If it'd be interesting, well, it's not going to happen. If the Eagles and the Phillies played at the same time, you know, in the World Series, it would be really close. It would still be really close. So to answer your question, I think the Eagles are still the most popular, but not as we speak right now, because the Phillies are in the World Series.
Howard, both of us here, we think this continues with the Eagles. We think they're going to be the one seed, unless something catastrophic happens. We love the schedule, first of all. We love the personnel. I think Sirianni's doing a great job. Does this continue with the Phillies in the World Series, this improbable march to get here and what they had to go through? But now, I mean, they have Wheeler at the front end along with Nola, who can be a little up and down, but that's a great one too. And then this lineup, I mean, how do you approach Hoskins and Harper right now?
Well, you approach them with better pitching and smarter in your decision-making. Mm-hmm. You know, you really – Bryce Harper hit a gigantic home run. But Bryce Harper should not have even faced that pitcher.
Right.
Agreed.
If Bob
right.
Melvin did the right thing, Hader should have been in there.
Yep.
I mean, just because he has to go two innings, hadn't pitched in the whole series, in the entire series. He hadn't pitched for a week. So he has to be – even Rob Thompson yesterday said he's happy – but he was surprised that Hader didn't come in to pitch to Harper, and that home run would not have happened with Hader as the pitcher. Just would not have happened because Hader has been so unhittable. So the manager helped, their manager helped the situation, and then the pitcher throws him a fastball, and Harper was just waiting for a fastball. I mean, I know he's got a really good fastball. You don't throw him a fastball there. You still haven't, it wouldn't even have been a problem. It was a 2-2 count. It wouldn't even been a problem if he walked him, because then you got Castellanos coming up. There's just so many things that happen, but those things are what happened in baseball, and it made that home run, you know, storybook stuff for forever, as long as Harper's here. And there's been big home runs and big hits by Phillies in the past, but this now, right now, is the biggest, the way people see it. But when you look at the Phillies lineup, I'm going to break it down like this. You talk about the Phillies pitching. Houston's pitching, I don't think they had 18 pitchers that went at least 10 innings None of them have an ERA over four. Their starters' ERAs are all under three. I believe they're all under three. Their starting pitching is really good, but nobody gives Houston credit because it's Houston, and we don't focus on that team. When you're in, it's a weird time zone, and you usually don't. It's crazy. When Colorado played the Phillies back in 2007, nobody gave Colorado any credit, yet they got to the World Series because they were in that weird, it's only a one-hour difference, and for whatever reason, those games usually don't make TV during the season. So when you look at it, Houston's good, and then they, you know, the cheating thing, which is disgraceful. So, you know, they're down on Houston. But their pitchers, their starters are really good. Their bullpen's really good. Their defense is terrific. And they don't swing and miss. They don't strike out. They put the ball in play, which is baseball, what's lost in baseball, this analytics nonsense where strikeouts don't make any difference. In the first game against the Yankees, they only had 11 swings and misses. I can't even imagine that in a game. And in the second game, I think they only struck out twice. So when you look at the lineups, do they have a player as good as Harper? No. Their other players are really good. And then they came back. You know, you got to give this team credit. They went down on a home run, and then they came back against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. I mean, that team is just really, really good. Now, that's why the line, and that's why they're almost a 2-1 favorite in the series. Can the Phillies win? Sure, they can win. But you can beat somebody, but Houston is the best team in baseball, even though the Dodgers had the best record. The Houston is really, really good. So, yeah, they can win, and they have pitching. But, boy, when you look at Houston, you say, my gosh, they're really good. They have to win. They have to win one out of two in Houston. That's what
gotcha. Great job, Howard. Thanks for popping on. Take care. Go. Good luck, Eagles.
You got it.
There it is. Howard asking WIP.
Up next, week 9 numbers in the NFL. Power ratings sound a little wacky next week.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Basketball season tipped off last week. So did all the basketball promotions on Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. It's the place to go for the latest odds, lines, and promotions, great house specials, and the weekly same-game parlays. Place three or more same-game parlays each week to receive a free $10 basketball free bet during October and November. Go to BetRivers.com and download the app today at BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
No bias.
You will respect my authority.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man. As a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Palm.
I am the smartest man alive.
All right, here we go. Number 5, the Sins of St. Nick on Saturday, October 15th. 6th-ranked Tennessee hosted 3rd-ranked Alabama in front of 101,000 lunatics at General Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. Tennessee led 28-10 in the second quarter before Alabama rallied to take a 49-42 lead with just under 8 minutes to go. The Vols tied it at 49 with 3.5 minutes remaining. Alabama drove to the Tennessee 32 with 34 seconds left. Tennessee with all 3 timeouts remaining. Bryce Young threw an incomplete pass on first down. Tennessee used a defensive timeout for alignment on second down. Then Bryce Young threw an incomplete pass on second down and an incomplete pass on third down, leaving 4th and 10 with 20 seconds remaining. Real Reichard then missed a 50-yard field goal, leaving the Volunteers with 15 seconds and 2 timeouts. Hendon Hooker completed an 18-yard pass to midfield. Timeout, 9 seconds to go. Then he found Brew McCoy for 27 yards to the tied 23-yard line. Timeout, 2 seconds to go. Chase McGrath nails a 40-yard field goal, and the Volunteers upset the tied 52-49. Here's the question. How does Nick Saban not run the ball on second and third down? Hooker had already thrown for over 340 yards on just 29 pass attempts before the final drive. Alabama's field goal attempt has to either be the last play of the game or it has to occur with Tennessee having no timeouts left. 7 national titles don't get you a free pass here, Coach Saban. Number 4, Dino the Dinosaur. Last Saturday's matchup between the 2 undefeateds, number 14 Syracuse and number 5 Clemson in South Carolina, sadly may have been the game of the week. The Orange led 21-10 at half and also after 3 quarters before the Tigers rallied in the 4th. Clemson led 24-21 when Syracuse stopped them on third down at the Orange 27, forcing fourth and two. That's when it took Syracuse head coach Dino Babers 25 seconds to decide to use his final timeout. The clock ticked down from 158 to 133. BT Potter hit a 44-yard field goal to give Clemson a 27-21 lead. Syracuse did drive to the Clemson 30 with 23 seconds left before Garrett Schrader was picked off by R.J. Mickens at the 15-yard line, ending the game. One can only wonder how it would have played out if they would have had 48 seconds to work with at the 30-yard line. In his Monday press conference, Babers immediately addressed the clock management issue.
I'm going to start with the 25 seconds, okay? There was a mistake on our part. It's been handled internally. It was a 25-second mistake. And based off of how we do things, I feel like it's corrected, and that will not happen or should not happen again. But no doubt there was a 25-second mistake on the clock, and that was bad.
Yes, Coach, it was bad. And handled internally? Who ultimately is responsible for deciding when you call timeouts? Isn't it you? And if it wasn't you, has it been changed away from you or to you? This isn't the first clock management issue during Babers' tenure at Syracuse, and we are all sure it won't be the last. Number three, offensive, or should I say offensive, guru. The Arizona Cardinals face their NFC West division foe, Seattle Seahawks, in Seattle on Sunday, October 16th. What a get-right spot for Kyler Murray and the Cardinal offense. The Seahawks had just given up 45 points to Jared Goff and the Lions and 39 points to Andy Dalton and the Saints. Their previous three opponents had rolled up 1,400 yards of offense. On the opening drive, Matt Amendola hit a 23-yard field goal to give the Cardinals the lead. That would be their only offensive score of the day as they lost 19-9 to the Seahawks. Were Murray and the Cardinals stonewalled by Bozo the Carroll? Of course not. They actually outgained and outpossessed the Seahawks. What happened? Well, our hero Cliff Kingsbury refused to kick any more field goals. Tied 3-3 at the end of the first quarter, he passed on a 38-yard field goal to go on 4th-and-4. Trailing 9-3 early in the third quarter, he passed on a 45-yard field goal to go on 4th-and-2. And trailing 19-9 with 10 minutes to go in the game, he passed on a 41-yard field goal that would have made it a one-possession game. Of course, they couldn't convert for 4th-and-2 as Kyler Murray was sacked for a 12-yard loss. I wonder if Bill Bidwill realizes that Kingsbury isn't even the best NFL head coach on his staff. That would be Vance Joseph. How many straight weeks can Kingsbury make this list? Anthony Lynn, watch out. Number two, don't be like Mike. Steelers took on the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football in Miami, leading 16-10 midway through the third quarter. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel opted not to kick a 30-yard field goal to give his team a two-score lead. Instead, he handed the ball off to Chase Edmonds for no gain on 4th-and-3. That decision loomed large as the Dolphins would punt on their final five possessions. The Steelers actually had two opportunities to win the game in the final 4 minutes with a touchdown, but both times, Kenny Pickett was intercepted deep in Dolphin territory. So why didn't McDaniel take the 3 points to make it a two-possession game? He said after the game, quote, I think at that moment I had some faith in the players that regardless you do it and you don't convert, it's a bad decision because you have points. It would have been a two-score game. I take full responsibility, and luckily we were able to come up with a win. Beyond the horrific decision to go for it, how about the play call? Edwards has been their least reliable offensive weapon. Raheem Mostert has been by far the better back. And then you have Edwards line up right next to Tua in the shotgun. Why not throw the ball? You've got plenty of weapons you added to Tua's arsenal. A bad decision, but a worse play call. And number one, what Browns can be done to you. It was a bizarre sequence of events in the closing minutes of the game in Baltimore Sunday between the Browns and the Ravens. The Browns trailed 23-20 with 2:09 remaining. They lined up to kick a 55-yard field goal. The Ravens jumped off sides. Flags were thrown, whistles were blown. This would shorten the attempt to 50 yards. But after a long huddle by referee Sean Smith's crew, a false start was called against Browns guard Michael Dunn. Replays don't show any movement by Dunn or any member of the Browns offensive line. Now the Browns face 4th-and-10 at the Ravens 42. Undaunted, Kevin Stefanski sends York out there to try a 60-yard field goal. The attempt was tipped and went way left. The ball hits the ground with 2:06 remaining on the clock. At 2:04, Ravens players can be seen rushing on the field to celebrate. And yet the clock operator in Baltimore let the clock run down to 1:59, underneath the two-minute warning. The Ravens got the ball, ran three times, and punted. The Browns got the ball back on their own 20 with only 16 seconds remaining. If the clock had stopped correctly outside of the two-minute warning, the Browns would have had 56 seconds left. Of course, as my dad used to say, if things were different, they wouldn't be the same. The bigger point here is that clock operators work with little to no scrutiny. It's amazing how many times during games that a clock should be running as it isn't, and in this case, shouldn't have been running and was. Coaches should be allowed to challenge mistakes of the clock, and referees should be held accountable for making sure the clock is running or not running at appropriate times, not just whether it's on the last play of the game. And that is no hyperbole.
There you go. All right. Great job as always. Okay, so we've gotten a little bit carried away here, you think? It's tipped in you know, to one side of the teeter-totter here is all the way down. Concur. Compared to where it should be with the analytics and taking the points?
I'll tell you, if you watch two coaches that take the points almost every time, it's Saban and Belichick. Remember in the Super Bowl, Belichick kicking the field goal when they were down 28-3 and everybody said, how can you kick the field goal? Yep. And then they made their two-point conversion. They forced overtime and they beat the Falcons. Saban took the points against Tennessee in that game. If he didn't take the points, he wouldn't even have been in a position to kick the field goal to win the game.
Uh-huh.
They take the points when they have them. And now it's just fourth and four. I mean, you look, it's a joke. They don't punt. They don't kick field goals. Everybody just thinks fourth and four is like fourth and an inch.
In the Miami game against the Steelers, that was nothing's really automatic. That was a chip shot.
30 yards. They were on the 13.
That's right.
Fourth and three.
Yeah. Fourth and three.
Fourth and three.
It's not fourth and an inch.
Fourth and three. And then you hand the ball off 6 yards behind the line to a guy stationary standing right next to the quarterback on the same plane.
Right.
Not even your best running back.
Yeah.
Don't move to it. Don't do anything like that.
And, I'm not going to beat a dead horse with this. That's my biggest problem with this. I'm okay going for it, but I don't trust any teams really outside of the Chiefs, the Bills, and maybe a couple of...
What are you running?
That's garbage. That's awful play calling.
It's very bad.
You need to work on that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just like, hey, I guess we're going to run Edmonds right now and see what we can get. Why? It's a throwaway play. You're settling for a stupid play call.
Right. You're an 8-point for... Why wouldn't you go up to two scores there? It's amazing. Yeah. I was listening to you talk about that line in Miami and Chicago at 3.5. I think that's a little bit of an overreaction.
Sure.
I think it's
Well, look what they're laying at Detroit, though.
How about the other one? How is Minnesota only 2.5 when they were 3 at Miami?
Yep.
You're telling telling me Washington's better than Miami?
Yep. That, and I don't get the Arizona number either. Yeah. Open 4 at home to Seattle?
Someone wants to weigh in on shocking TV deaths. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, this would be great.
Generational.
And advice for betting the World Series as well. Okay. Who you like between the Phillies and Astros coming up here and Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.